Xiao Xiao moved to New Orleans from China in 1995 at the age of 8. The only child of two public health scientists, she went first to Heinz School and then to Isidore Neumann, then on to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Not really sure what her career track might be, she was thrilled to be welcomed into the MIT Media Lab, an academic haven for many of this country's most gifted who aren't quite ready to commit to a life goal.
So the way that the whole lab works is that it's kind of this conglomeration of these different research groups that have really different interests. So these groups range from prosthetics, work on synthetic neurobiology, shooting lasers into the brain. And there are a few groups, mine included, which look at human-computer interaction.
So while Xiao Xiao can talk at length about such weighty subjects as increasing the bandwidth of human interaction with computers, it's how the arts fit into such conversations that interests her the most. It's what led her to become involved with Prospect 3 Plus.
To tell a little bit of the backstory, I went to Aspen Ideas Festival last summer as part of the delegation from the MIT Media Lab, and I presented this project on stage. And I met this woman, Phyllis Taylor, on the shuttle the very next day, and we started talking, and she was telling me how much she enjoyed my presentation. And I was listening to her accent, which is this very charming Southern accent. And I was just like, where are you from? And she was like, New Orleans. And I was like, oh my God, I'm from New Orleans too. I grew up there.
That encounter resulted in a P3 Plus project that's built in part on Xiao Xiao's Aspen presentation, one she calls Mirafugue.
This project that I showed, it's a piano where essentially, imagine that you're in front of this grand piano, the lacquered piano that's reflective, and you can see your own reflection on it when you're sitting in front of the keys. So you see your hands and you also see your upper body in the music stand. So now imagine that instead of seeing your own reflection there, you could see somebody else's reflection.
So with the generous support of the Lafargue Piano Company, the Historic New Orleans Collection, and full disclosure here, Nola V, Xiao Xiao put together a piano-centric project unlike any before.
So we've recorded four pianists from the city. We have Alan Toussaint, John Clary, to represent kind of the more classic established generation, and also a couple of guys from the younger generation, Ron Markham, and also my good friend Nick Sanders, who is currently in New York, but he grew up in New Orleans and also went to NOCA like Ron. So you'll walk into the room at the Historic New Orleans Collection and you'll see them playing the piano for you.
Xiao Xiao, who has been playing classical piano since childhood, found out that while she's quite accomplished at that, she couldn't, as she says, swing.
For somebody who's coming from a classical tradition, it's like you speak with a classical accent. You sound like the nerd in the room. You don't really swing so much. And so this fall, I started really trying to beef up my sense of rhythm and trying to just play syncopated things to be able to swing.
It was something that proved to be a bit of a struggle for Xiao Xiao, despite all her extraordinary musical skills. But there was a reward. For it turns out that working on the Mirafugue project proved to be quite a game changer for her.
When would you have a chance to sit next to, let's say, John Cleary as he shows you some licks on the piano? But this technology enables more people to get this up close and personal perspective of these artists' piano playing. And there's something really powerful about that.
For more information about Mirafugue, Reflections of New Orleans Pianists, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.